This is a paid commercial program and may not represent the views of Bonneville International Corporation or Federal News Radio. Statements and opinions from this broadcast are solely those of the individual contributors or advertisers as indicated. Federal News Radio does not take responsibility for those statements or opinions and accepts no responsibility or liability for any inaccuracy, errors, or omissions reported during this program.
For 45 years, people have relied on Village Green Apothecary to give them individualized nutrition, pharmacy, and healthy living products. Village Green will give you the kind of person-to-person help and attention that mass-market pharmacies have long ago forgotten. You can depend on us for knowledge, experience, product selection, and a smile. Visit Village Green in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane. Call us at 301-530-0800 or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com. We're here to help you.
Welcome, listeners, to the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, Maryland. I'm Dana Lake, alternating the show with my co-host, Dr. Kevin Passaro. And Kevin and I do try to bring you a wide variety of information all about your health. I'm reminding you to tune in next week when you can hear Kevin Passaro interview Dr. Park on chiropractic treatments. Also, reminding you that the show is streamed through myvillagegreen.com. That's myvillagegreen.com. Now, you can visit the site or the store on Cedar Lane, and you can get expert advice on supplements, on diet. The store and the website are your personal resources for a wide variety of superior supplements from many manufacturers. And particularly, take a look at Village Green's own Pathway products. And I want to remind you that today we're going to talk about exercise with Eric Toussaint. He's our guest, and we'll be talking about cardio, weightlifting, diet, recovery, and the bonus effects from exercise. So we always start our show with some news you can use and wise tidbits. I wanted to give you green tips from Village Green. Hopefully some of these are new. I'm sure you've heard some of them before, but repetition is good. Remember to shut down and unplug electronics. Make small changes, and you will use and pay for less energy, like shutting down your computer when you're not using it, and plugging your cell phone and other electronics into power strips so you can turn several devices off with one switch. That's the key to make it easy. Wash your clothes in cold water. By using cold water instead of warm water, the average household can avoid emitting 1,281 pounds of carbon dioxide annually and save on energy bills. And fill your bottle with filtered tap water. That's greener than buying bottled water. And update your wardrobe for less. Instead of consuming new products, trade fashionable clothes. Consignments. Go into consignments. Swap with friends. Check out swapstyle.com to learn more. And exchange CDs and DVDs and books instead of buying. And people can do this just socially through clubs, but there are also some sites called swapacd.com and swapadvd.com. There's also paperbackswap.com. So there are lots of resources for this. And you can use refurbished electronics. And do remember to use kitchen products that are made of recycled materials. So you can check it out through preserveproducts.com. That's preserveproducts.com. Now let's talk a little bit about energy metabolism, because we're going to be speaking about exercise. And I wanted to address what the mitochondria are. We have talked about the mitochondria, and it will be mentioned on the show. The mitochondria is the powerhouse of the cell, and every single cell has a mitochondria. And what does it do? It takes in energy molecules that result from what you eat, how that is broken down, and how it goes through various energy cycles so that these electrons get sent into the mitochondria and we generate something called ATP. And that's adenosine triphosphate, and I call it body electricity. That is an easier way to understand it. It's like our electricity generator within the cells. And the mitochondria are supposed to be impervious to damage, but modern chemistry and modern environmental pollutants have managed to break through. There are many medications that can negatively affect the mitochondria. So we're seeing more and more diseases of the mitochondria, from inefficiencies to severe diseases. And what does the mitochondria do? CoQ10 is an enzyme in the mitochondria that actually generates ATP. And CoQ10 is beneficial for the heart. It's an extremely important enzyme in the body. And if we have low CoQ10, we have poor muscle energy. We don't have enough electricity to do all of the jobs in our body. Just as if you don't have enough electricity in your home, you're blowing fuses, you can't turn on the computer, the TV, and a hairdryer at the same time. So what do? You bring more electricity into the house. And what we do with our patients is encourage them to eat a diet that's wholesome and nutritional to support good core energy metabolism, and we use appropriate supplements such as coenzyme Q10, carnitine, B vitamins, magnesium, lipoic acid. There are many, many nutrients that support our furnaces, our mitochondria, generating energy. Now, I did want to mention the first-line therapy that is offered at Village Green, and it's a therapeutic lifestyle program. It complements exercise. They talk to you about lifestyle changes, and it's a 12-week program. In that first week, they do clinical tests, give you an initial consult, and then you get a guidebook with instructions, and you begin your program. And then they offer weekly visits for lifestyle counseling for weeks 2 to 5. And then at week 6, you get retested to evaluate your progress and identify needed program adjustments. And then weeks 7 to 11, you come in for lifestyle counseling. And week 12, you do the retesting to evaluate your progress. And if your goals have been achieved, then a maintenance program will be prescribed. If not, then you reevaluate and the program changes. It's a wonderful, wonderful way to complement exercise. Dramatically reduce your risk of chronic diseases with first-line therapy through Village Green Apothecary at 5415 West Cedar Lane. You hear the address often. I just want to make sure that you're aware of this fabulous service. Now, we're going to talk about exercise today, and we'll talk about benefits. And most people know the basic benefits of exercise: increased energy. But there's a lot of other benefits besides developing a more fit body, the ability to exercise better, increased energy, better lean muscle mass, less body fat, and less cholesterol, the lipids don't build up, our heart rate is better, our blood pressure is better, our respiratory capacity improves. So there are many, many improvements. But there are even more. Increased self-esteem. When you get control of your body and your size and your weight, you feel better. And a definite increase in mental focus. And that's very specific. You're generating endorphins. It's excellent for the brain. There's a decreased risk of heart attack, and there's a decreased risk of osteoporosis. It's very important. And you can reduce the risk of breast cancer by up to 60%. Because you get better metabolism and better ridding of toxic metabolites of hormones. So this is not just something theoretical. This is something that we can actually measure in tests. For instance, a woman's body is most susceptible to hormones during the time between ovulation and menstruation. Habitual exercise can actually delay ovulation until later in the cycle and stabilize the cycle so that there are less negative effects. We also will have better tone, not just good muscles, but better tone, better muscle endurance, and you're more limber. You burn more calories even after you're exercising. The menstrual cycle improves. Libido improves. Your resting heart rate improves. You decrease fat tissues more easily. You improve your athletic performance. And you actually improve your longevity. Your cognition takes a leap. Focus, attention, cognition. One thing that you may not be aware of, we talked about mitochondria. You actually increase the number and the size of the mitochondria in the muscle cells, and that generates more energy. And you increase the speed of muscle contraction. You strengthen the heart and improve blood flow. It helps alleviate varicose veins and improves the whole heart itself. There are many more. We can go on and on about this, and I think you'll find the tidbits that begin in our next segment with Eric Toussaint very interesting. This is Dana Lake, and you are listening to The Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM. We're brought to you by Village Green Apothecary. Please stay with us, listeners. We will be right back after this brief break.
Whether you're an active baby boomer, a weekend warrior, or a professional athlete, Boron's Arnicare Gel is the perfect solution to all life's little injuries. Arnicare, which contains the healing benefits of homeopathic Arnica Montana, can be used safely to treat muscle pain, stiffness, swelling, and bruising due to minor injuries, overexertion, and surgery. The non-greasy gel has no artificial colors, perfumes, or parabens. Arnicare is also available in cream and ointment formulas. You can find Arnicare at Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda. Visit Arnicare on the web at arnicare.com.
New from Garden of Life, Vitamin Code Raw Multivitamins. They are the only raw multivitamin to include live enzymes and probiotics, amino acids, and antioxidants. They are gluten and dairy free with no soy allergens. Vitamin Code is uncooked, untreated, unadulterated, and binder free. Vitamin Code Multivitamins from Garden of Life. Go beyond vitamins and minerals. Get the code, Vitamin Code. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Get the one tiny pearl that delivers big acidophilus, 900% more. Get acidophilus pearls from Enzymatic Therapy. Each little pearl-shaped capsule makes a big impact, delivering up to 900% more live probiotics to the intestine than other products. This revolutionary product aids digestion, supports a healthy immune system, and is perfect for travelers who want to enhance intestinal health. This season, make sure to take the pearls that give you big acidophilus. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Staying mentally sharp means nourishing the mind as well as the body. That's why there's new Cognisure from Metagenics. Research shows that the active natural ingredient in Cognisure supports multiple mechanisms necessary for maintaining healthy cognition and a healthy brain as it ages. Cognisure is also easy to take in delicious, chewable chocolate tablets. Have a clear and bright future by maintaining mental capacity with healthy habits and Cognisure. Remember Cognisure for healthy brain aging support. Available through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
Ah, the joy of commuting in Washington. Whether you work on the Hill or outside of the Beltway, you know how stressful it is to get around. Stress can take a serious toll on your health, and Village Green Apothecary can help. We offer over 10,000 healthy living products, including top quality nutritional supplements, herbal remedies, and more. Our nutritionists and pharmacists are here to advise you about creating your very own individualized healthy living plan. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda, 5415 West Cedar Lane, or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.
Welcome back, listeners, to the second segment of The Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM. This show is brought to you by Village Green Apothecary at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda. And I'm Dana Lake, alternating this show with Dr. Kevin Pissarro. Both of us try to bring you a wide variety of information all about your health. Please remember to tune in next week, next Sunday at 10 a.m., to hear Dr. Pissarro talk to Dr. Park about chiropractic treatments. Today's guest is Eric Toussaint. We're very excited to have him on the show. This is all about exercise, personal training. And he is founder and owner of Jet Training. He has a wealth of knowledge in the field of health and fitness. He has over 10 years of personal training experience and is an expert in high-intensity training, which is relatively new. Eric is a certified conditioning specialist. He's also a certified fitness trainer and certified pre- and postnatal exercise specialist. So he has a lot of information. Eric, welcome to the show.
Dana, hi. Glad to be on this morning. Thank you for singing my accolades there. Yes, I am the owner of Jet Training. We're a personal training company that caters to the Washington metropolitan area. We provide customized training routines for whatever population or age cohort that we're dealing with. Generally, we train either in-home or at any of the Fitness First gyms in the area, and soon we'll be at Sport and Spine Rehab in Rockville, right there with Dr. Jay Greenstein and Dr. Bart Bishop. I've been involved in this business for about 15 years almost now, and I've covered, every population from geriatrics to professional athletes, but I would say our real areas of strength are post-rehab, pre-postnatal that you had mentioned. We deal with athletes, and my personal favorite, general population.
Well, that's a lot of variety, and I'm glad you have that experience. What we'd like to cover today, and you and I had a little discussion ahead of time, the three-tiered exercise approach to raise the metabolism, and I'm very interested in the high-intensity training.
Yes, well, I'll tackle the high-intensity training. We actually use a blend of training methods. We call it sort of a 60-30-10 split, with 60% of the movements actually being functional movements. That's a term that's just bandied about all over the place these days. But really what it means are just exercises that would have some crossover into real life. It can be troublesome if you're just strong on machines, just doing push-pull type of movements, and your core and your midsection is involved. It's almost a false sense of strength, and people can sometimes hurt themselves that way. So we use a lot of these functional movements. The 30%, that's where the high intensity comes in. That's when we actually are on the machines. And, we don't throw our clients to the wolves the first day, but that's when we try to push our clients to failure on the machines, which, of course, is great for lean muscle mass or hypertrophy of the muscles. And then the last 10% is direct midsection work or stretching or the things that are more specific to the client's needs.
Well, it sounds like a good routine, and I assume you, of course, adapt it to the level of expertise of the individual. I think a lot of people are afraid to go into personal training thinking that they're not in shape enough to get in shape.
They're terrified. They're terrified. And, you know, we have a whole staff. I mean, it's like, you know, my vice president, Evan Curry, he's taught tennis. He's a gifted martial artist. He's our top guy for our functional movement screen. Or, you know, we match it to the personality. We have Marissa Schenken. She's great with the moms. Richard Rosemond, who trains my wife, he's a former professional soccer player. Tarante Venable, very strong at post-rehab. Sonia Groves, former gymnast and hockey coach. So we cover everything. And I can't forget to mention Sarah Gray. She actually helped design training regimens for the military. So we definitely have all the bases covered, but you're absolutely right. It has to be customized for the individual, and the fear is there. And we always tell our potential clients to come try us out. Don't be afraid; it's going to be okay. Well, you know, there's team tryouts are not always right around the corner. You know, it's more of a lifestyle change. But within that, I guess it's a good segue to the three-tiered approach, and this we give in one form or the other to every client, and it's basically three methods to increase your metabolism. And the first, very simple, is I'm sure, Dana, you do cardiovascular work, I'd imagine.
Yes, I certainly do. I'm like everyone else. I need to do much more.
There you go. And there's some great benefits other than just burning the calories. calories while you're doing the cardiovascular work. And essentially, when cardiovascular exercise is performed at 80% of your maximal heart rate, you can have an increase in the size and number of the mitochondria. What the heck is the mitochondria? Okay, it's the powerhouse of the cell, it's called, basically. It's really responsible for supplying most of the cell's ATP, or the adenosine triphosphate in the ATP-CP cycle. This mitochondrial increase can yield, get this, up to 20% increase in energy expenditure. And it's this increase in energy expenditure that's going to help raise your metabolism. So this is just bringing your whole, it's, your whole engine is burning hotter at this point. I think the safest way, you know, I wouldn't advise people to jump into, you know, here's the fear that you're talking about. I wouldn't advise that people jump into an 80% of your maximal heart rate training, you know, right from the get-go. I would, you know, try maybe some varied cardio routines. Machines are great with interval programs to take you up to that level. And then I would highly recommend a heart rate monitor so that you can monitor your heart rate. And then eventually our favorite is spinning. Dana, do you want to tell everyone what spinning is?
I'll let you tell them what spinning is. You're the expert.
Spinning, they're high-tech stationary bikes in a room, and there's music, and there's an instructor there that can keep an eye on you. There's no impact because it is cycling, and you know it's a nice, safe, controlled environment where you can get into the interval type training that will take you to 80% of your maximal heart rate. So highly recommend that. But also,
it's also very social. I think that there's a camaraderie among people in spinning classes, I notice, and it's not boring.
Absolutely. It's like a gang that's in there.
Everybody, it's as if everybody's on a trip together and they're pushing hard. And the music is wonderful with it.
Definitely, definitely. And, of course, very important with that is your recovery. And with that type of training, really not recommended more than 3 times a week. So this is something, you know, we would never charge a client to have them walk on a treadmill or use a machine. These are things that we show our clients. We point them in the right direction. The main thing that Jet handles is sort of the second tier, and that's the weightlifting or the negative resistance training. I'm sure anyone that's been into a gym has done some type of weight training. But again, you know, well, what does that do for us? And what it comes down to is increasing your lean muscle mass, which will in turn take your metabolism up. A pound of fat will burn about 2 calories, and a pound of muscle will burn about 30 to 40 calories.
So that's a huge difference.
It's massive. It's a massive increase. Let me throw some numbers at you here. A gain of 5 pounds of lean muscle mass, which is not enough to make anyone look like Arnold, male or female, will give you roughly 200 calories a day burned at rest, extra. So take these 200 calories from the 5 pounds of lean muscle mass over 2 weeks, you're going to get 2,800 calories burned, again, at rest. And what this means is that you'll lose almost a pound every 2 weeks. It takes 3,500 calories to burn a pound. So it's a great benefit to just be able to sit on your butt and still actually be losing weight, which I've always thought that's kind of cool.
It is. And you explained it very well. I think some people notice that after they've exercised, it gets easier and easier to lose the weight, and they're not quite sure what's clicked in, but it goes down to the mitochondria that you were referring to and revving them up in energy production.
Yeah, and, you know, unfortunately, it's the sum of the parts that are greater than the whole, and it works in reverse when you're not doing any of them. So, you know, when you're doing all the three things, we'll get to the third tier diet in a second, everything's great. I mean, you're not doing anything, any of them, everything's horrible.
well said.
You know, it's any of it. So diet here is the third tier. And, you know, really at Jet, we don't profess to be the experts when it comes to diet. We usually farm out our nutrition consults to the Village Green Apothecary. And I've had great dealings with Naz Amini and Margot Gladding out there. They take care of my clients. It's just a phenomenal compliment to our our exercise programs. But you know, the basics, and most of this information is out there, but it's a good reminder because, again, this is it's the sum of the parts is greater than the whole. I'm sure, Dana, you've heard of the grazing theory. Many people have heard of the grazing theory or the small meal theory.
Mm-hmm.
Which I don't know. Do you want to say something about that? That's you guys are great with that kind of stuff.
Well, it's easier to digest smaller meals, and people that eat one or two very large meals a day end up not digesting much of what they take in. It doesn't keep their blood sugar as stable. So the grazing is really better, and I vary it according to each person's own glucose control.
Definitely. And, you know, with that, you know, we have to put out a certain amount of energy every day. So, you know, we're designed to eat every 2 to 3 hours. So if we don't, we start to go into this starvation mode and we want to hold on to our calories. But at the same time, we have to put out the same amount of energy on any given day, most days that is. And so ultimately your body will react and just drop its metabolism. And people don't understand why they can't lose weight. You know, oh, I only eat one time a day. And, you know, the irony is many people just actually don't eat enough, you know, or at least enough times, I should say. I guess there's plenty of people that eat enough out there. But in any event, when you're taking in those small meals, you're kind of tricking your body to get out of this starvation mode, and it will release it will raise its metabolism and allow for some of those calories to be released.
Let's do this. I want to expand on this in the next segment. I think you brought up some interesting points that are new to our listeners. And I want to remind you, listeners, that this is the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM. We're brought to you by Village Green Apothecary. Stay with us. We'll be right back after this break.
Since 1973, Megafood has been providing supplements which harness the power of phytonutrient-rich whole foods. For optimum nutrition and true vitality, we need foods which have not been damaged by heat. Megafood's state-of-the-art cold fusion process naturally protects the delicate phytonutrients present in whole food. Supplement daily with an easy-to-digest Megafood formula and enjoy the best that food has to offer. For information, call 800-848-2542.
Zymogen is pleased to announce the arrival of FitFood, a delicious, high-quality, functional food that's formulated to support weight management, healthy body composition, glycemic management, cardiovascular and immune health, and more. Each delicious serving of FitFood contains 21 grams of pure New Zealand-sourced bioactive whey protein, 6 grams of fiber immune-supporting oat beta-glucan, and additional glutamine, glycine, taurine, and MCTs. FitFood provides holistic support for today's active body. Learn more at Zymogen.com. Available now through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
All over the world, people are beginning to discover fish oil is one of the best secrets for unlocking great health. Thousands of studies have shown the amazing effects of these powerful omega-3s for heart health. Plus, fish oils have even been shown to balance moods and lessen anxiety. With exceptional taste, unrivaled freshness, and unsurpassed purity, Nordic Naturals is the easy way to get your omega-3s every day. To learn more, visit Village Green Apothecary or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to the planet, committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
Listen. Blissful silence. The sound of a healthy, balanced digestive system. No rumbling stomach, no loud gurgles, and most of all, no discomfort. Gero Formula's Ideal Bowel Support 299V contains a clinically documented probiotic strain that promotes regularity, enhances intestinal comfort, and optimizes immune health. And now you can get a free sample of Ideal Bowel Support 299V when you visit our website at jarrow.com. Gero Formulas, available at Village Green Apothecary.
Are you under a lot of stress at work? Pressure from the boss, budget cuts, impossible workloads? It can all take a serious toll on your health, but we can help. Village Green Apothecary has everything you need for a healthier lifestyle, a wide range of nutritional supplements, health-related books, and more. We've been providing customized nutrition and healthy living resources for 45 years, and we'll take the time to advise you about your unique needs. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.
Welcome back, listeners, to the third segment of the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda. I'm Dana Lake, and I alternate this show with Dr. Kevin Passaro, and we do try to bring you a wide variety of information that's all about your health. And I also want to remind you again to tune in next week to hear Dr. Passaro interview Dr. Park on chiropractic treatments. We've been talking with Eric Toussaint, and we've been talking about exercise and what he's described as a three-tiered exercise approach to raise the metabolism. We went over cardio and weightlifting, and we're going to finish up and talk a little bit more about diet. He has some very interesting information about these frequent meals. I call them meal snacks. Eric, describe it in a little bit more detail and why it's so helpful.
Okay. Essentially, you know, you can think of us as, well, hunter-gatherers still from a dietary standpoint. And we have anti-starvation mechanisms built in. And we touched upon this a little earlier. If you're not taking in enough meals, you can go into a starvation mode. We're designed to eat every 2 to 3 hours. And if that doesn't happen, you go into the starvation mode and your metabolism starts to drop. And that's where you will find people that, you know, have just the one or maybe two meals a day that are really having a tough time losing weight because their metabolism has dropped so that they can, their bodies can still put out the same amount of energy but on less calories. So by increasing those meals, the number of meals, it tricks your body into getting out of this starvation mode, and your body will start to release calories. It won't feel that it needs to hold on to everything because, you know, your body's designed to keep you from starving. So if it feels that it's starving, it will hold on to everything. Now, some of the more, seemingly more obvious things, of course, any good diet is going to have certain carbohydrate restrictions. Generally, foods with simple sugars, donuts, cake, cookies. So I always thought the cookie diet was a little interesting. It might point you down the wrong road, but heck, it still works just like any other diet. If you stick to it, they work well. And same thing with any weightlifting routine. It's more your consistency and persistence. and, of course, we should be keeping away from fatty foods and fried foods and trying to stick also to a high-fiber diet.
Well, and this is certainly what our listeners have heard, no matter who the expert is that we have on this show. We emphasize the importance of glucose control, and we get that with good protein, good fiber, and the good fats. And you've mentioned some of that with, of course, the avoidance of the refined, the processed. And our listeners also know that the breads and pastas and crackers and pretzels raise blood sugar actually higher than sugar does, and we get a much more conversion to triglycerides with a rise in cholesterol. So it's no accident that people in exercise physiology, personal training, in exercise in general, promote the exact same thing that I'm promoting in my office at Village Green talks about with regard to all kinds of health issues.
Most definitely. And there's just so many hidden pitfalls where, you know, again, in the last segment I mentioned that, you know, we don't profess to be the experts at JET in this area. These are sort of the basics. And it's really, really nice to be able to send our people to the Village Green Apothecary because each person is different and each person needs a different sort of dietary solution. And each person needs to be, you know, have these pitfalls explained to them. You know, not everyone knows how sugary a carrot is or onions, you know, and these things that just the average person does not realize. So, again, I always really stress seeking good professional nutritional counseling on top of the weightlifting that we push.
Well, they have their first line therapy approach, and we talked about that. I talked about that with the listeners in the first segment, and they individualize diet and nutrition to the individual. It's personalized nutrition, and it certainly complements what you do as well. Let's talk a little bit more about your exercise program. You talked about some recovery. I love your terms, consistency and persistence. This will get you through every aspect of life. It's a life skill.
The key to success, yes, 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 and eventually we'll get to our little bonus after-exercise effect. Okay, so the training that Jet does, of course it's going to give you this great effect of increasing your metabolism through the gain of lean muscle mass that we talked about earlier, but what a person can expect is 2 full body workouts a week. We've tried to condense the program down to whatever is necessary to get done and keep the doctor off your back. Everyone is busy and everyone has super tight schedules. Our workouts are intense enough, and again, I'll reiterate, we don't throw you to the wolves the first day, but our exercise programs are intense enough that you do need at least 2 days in between. That's where the recovery comes in. And then same thing, as mentioned earlier, with the intense cardio training at 80% of your maximal heart rate, you know, that should only be performed 3 times a week as well. And you have to have good sleep and good recovery. You know, it's hard, but, you know, you need to be trying to shoot for your 8 hours of sleep. So what it comes down to, the real overall commitment when it comes to your weightlifting and your cardio is about 4 to 6 hours a week. 2 hours with a trainer, and then the rest is going to be spent on your cardiovascular work, and some of it being more intense, and some a little less intense at your 55 to 65% of your maximal heart rate to help your body learn to draw more from fat. So you don't actually always want to go intensely. There are some benefits to, you know, just sitting there and reading a magazine and just humming along, say, on an elliptical. And that's kind of the basic breakdown that all of our clients go through. But where it gets individual is really the types of exercises that we do. Because let's see, why don't I ask you this question, Dana? I mean, have you ever gotten bored in a gym?
Well, I have, and most people do. I listen to books on tape or music to try to take away that boredom effect.
Absolutely, and those are great ways when you're doing cardio. But then you head down to the weight room. And you're like, oh, man, here we go. I got to push around this weight. Maybe I'm not sure I know what I'm doing. So not only do we provide really cutting-edge stuff, but we try to keep it fun. I always say, you know, our training is in a fun and professional environment. You know, one of our little look and feel your best in a fun and professional environment, one of our taglines. And we have all these cool things, kettlebells, TRX straps, various bands. I mean, you name the new fitness item, and we have it within our company. So this allows for great mental stimulation where you're never going to necessarily do the same workout twice. And this weightlifting, this is what's going to give you that 5 pounds of lean muscle mass. Well, if we're going to push you beyond where you're going to want to go, it's going to have to be fun, and it's going to have to be mentally stimulating. So we really try to stay on top of the new exercise trends, and, you know, avoid the trends that are not so good, and really just latch on to any new equipment or new technique that is going to help our clients to achieve their goals.
Well, I like the idea of the variety, and I find it interesting that it's 2 hours with the personal trainer, which is great, and then 4 hours or 6 hours of all kinds of other work that the individual does. Describe a little bit more of how an individual should spend their time during the week when they're not with a personal trainer, what they can be doing both at home and at the gym.
Gotcha. Okay, well, so there we are with them 2 days a week, with 2 days of rest in between. The other days, in the perfect world, once someone gets up to speed, they'd be spinning a few times a week and then doing some more relaxed cardiovascular on the other days. Fitness First, which we love working out of, has just an amazing spin room. They all have amazing spin rooms, and they have so many instructors. So there's always a spin class you can take. Then on those other days, and again, as I mentioned earlier, I love spinning because there's no impact. There's not that much chance of injury. And then the same thing from with your more sort of relaxed cardiovascular needs, I love to use the ellipticals because, again, you just have no impact. And it's a very smooth, gentle motion. So 3 to 4 days of you coming in on your own to do your cardio, and then 2 days with us, so 4 to 6 hours total. As far as in-home, I really like to try to get the clients out of the home unless they have an in-home setup. It's sort of like having the home office. You know, you're working out at the gym, you're working out at home. I always tell my clients, get done when you need to get done, then go live the rest of your life. Have fun. You know, you're in shape now. You've done everything you need to do. Things that you can add at home, if you want to sort of, you know, put some icing onto this cake, although don't eat the cake. you could, you know, stretching routines, which we provide comprehensive stretching routines. You know, great or recovery tools such as using foam rollers. It's a big piece of foam that you roll on to roll out your IT bands. And some of that may come down to, you know, more individual pursuits as well. You know, if I'm training a triathlete, of course, they're going to have time in the pool. They're going to have time running outdoors. They're going to have time on their bike. So their at-home training, if you will, is going to be, or outside of gym training is going to be very different than maybe the layman. But that's where we come in with the customized approach on that.
Excellent. What a good description. And in our last and final segment, we will go over more of this information. You've been very specific, and I love the information that we have. It's always my goal to have our listeners walk away with some tidbits. So, listeners, you are listening to The Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary. Stay with us, folks. We will be right back after this break.
The moment you feel achy or run down, nip flu-like symptoms in the bud with Boron's Acylococcinum. Clinical studies show that Acylo, when taken at first signs of flu, reduces the duration and severity of flu-like symptoms such as headache, body aches, chills, and fever. For 65 years, families throughout the world have relied on Acylo. It works safely and naturally without causing side effects like drowsiness or interacting with other medications. Keep Acylo on hand and feel like yourself again. Acylo is available at Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda. Visit Acylo on the web at Acylo.com.
New from Garden of Life, Vitamin Code Raw Multivitamins. That's right, raw. Made with the highest quality standards to preserve raw nutrients, uncooked, untreated, unadulterated. They are binder-free with no fructose, maltodextrin, magnesium stearate, or cornstarch. With live enzymes and probiotics, Vitamin Code Raw Multivitamins from Garden of Life. Go beyond vitamins and minerals. Get the code. Vitamin Code. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Wondering how to turn your bedroom into a hothouse? The answer is Hot Plants, the natural herbal way to make sex fun, vibrant, and satisfying. Two unique formulas, one for him and one for her, were developed by Chris Kilham, the medicine hunter. Chris's book, Hot Plants, features these exciting products from enzymatic therapy. Hot Plants, from the science of enzymatic therapy, now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Some things are hard to stomach, and life doesn't stop for occasional immune challenges or intestinal distress. Probilarty from Metagenics offers a new, targeted probiotic approach for intestinal support. Help maintain control while traveling or as a follow-up to antibiotic therapy to support intestinal flora for healthy intestinal function. Probilarty provides ID-certified probiotic strains suggested by research to enhance certain aspects of immune function in addition to promoting a healthy balance of intestinal microflora. Probilarty is the go-to probiotic for patients on the go. Get it today. Available through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
Do you have unique needs that a mass-market pharmacy can't handle? Village Green Apothecary can help.
Maybe your doctor prescribed a special compounded formula for you, or you have concerns about allergies or dietary supplements. We invite you to talk with one of our compounding specialists today. Our team of 50 includes pharmacists, nutritionists, a clinical herbalist, and a naturopath offering customized products and personalized healthy living plans to ensure your well-being. Visit Village Green in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane. Call us at 301-530-0800 or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.
Welcome back to today's final segment of the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda. I'm Dana Lake, and I'm alternating the show with Dr. Kevin Pissarro, and we do bring you a wide variety of information all about your health. And do tune in every Sunday morning at 10 a.m. You can listen to Dr. Pissarro interview Dr. Park on chiropractic treatments next week. We have been speaking with Eric Toussaint. We are talking about exercise. He's filled us in on the three-tiered exercise program. And a little tidbit that I find fascinating, that for every 5 pounds of muscle mass gained through exercise, weight work, you increase your calorie burning by an extra 200 calories. I think that's great information. Do you have any other little tidbits for us, Eric?
I do. And I'm going to kind of recap the three, and then we'll get to, I've teased this one enough, we'll get to the bonus element, sort of an acute effect. Here's a tidbit that I like to tell my clients, because this is what they go through. We've talked about all these great things that we do for our clients. Well, it doesn't really mean anything if there's not any type of accountability. And one of the things we pride ourselves on are regular assessments. And we recommend that our clients get an assessment once a quarter, and once a month we open up our office so that any of our clients can come in, and we just try to tailor it to their schedule. It's usually on Saturdays. And we do growth measurements and body fat, resting heart rate, blood pressure, all that. And we can, the software that we have will allow us to graph their progress. And, you know, if we're not hitting goals, we can talk to our client, because it's all fine to talk about all these theories and all these things that we need to get done. But if we can't measure it and we can't figure out, you know, why it's not working potentially, and we have no baseline measures to get back to, well, it doesn't really mean anything. And, you know, Dana, I'm sure that you guys do some type of measurements, or baseline testing, I would imagine, when people come in for nutrition consults.
Certainly. We need that baseline so that we can track the progress.
Definitely.
So you're doing the same thing, which I think is motivating. Obviously, there's motivation. People like to see their success, even though they may be feeling it and observing it in many ways.
Yeah, I mean, definitely in our our society, where we need to compartmentalize everything and see results and, you know, bottom line figures, there's no better feeling than seeing a great big smile from one of my clients when I show them, you know, their results. You know, I can just plot out the graphs, like, here's your first test, here's your third test, or what have you. And when that body fat drops and, you know, the scale is lower, it's, you know, and their girth measurements are smaller, then, you know what, you've got a happy client. But that's not the only thing that we do on top of that. We have also, we provide what's called a functional movement screen. This is an extremely cutting-edge 7-point movement screen that we use a lot. We use it for all of our clients, but it's really exceptional for athletes. And it identifies any potential asymmetries within the body. Lots of people will have an asymmetry, and they may be asymptomatic because they've adapted, especially the athletes that are so dexterous. They will adapt in a manner to avoid the issue, if you will. And there can be an incidence of non-contact injuries for the athlete if these asymmetries are allowed to go on. Matter of fact, I think if I remember correctly, female athletes scoring less than the 14 and under on the functional movement screen have roughly a 50% chance of an ACL injury.
Well, this makes sense. I love this aspect of it. I'm a fan of osteopathy and chiropractic, and this sounds like you're really incorporating some of those issues, the range of motion, and trying to determine if a person is functioning well, not just muscled.
No, absolutely, absolutely. It's you know, are you just muscle bound, or you know, we try to make sure that not only are you in shape, but that you're fit and your body works. The system was designed by Gray Cook, a great physical therapist, and it's just it's really phenomenal. We've had such fantastic results with it. It's and we also track that in our assessment too, so we can also show our clients that they've improved because based on their test scores, we sort of dole out the corrective measures. So anyway, I guess let me sort of recap here a little bit, and we can get to our bonus metabolizing or metabolizing boosting measure. Let's see. So first, we talked about the cardiovascular work that people put in, and how that at 80% of your maximal heart rate, that type of training can help to increase your energy expenditure by upwards of 20% after your, just generally speaking, you know, you get a 20% boost, which is great. And again, this is from the mitochondrial increase in size and number from cardiovascular work. Then, of course, the jet specialty, the weightlifting, where, you know, these are the best numbers ever, 5 pounds of lean muscle mass. We'll give you an extra 200 calories a day at rest. And over 2 weeks, that's 2,800 calories. That's close to a pound being lost at rest, which is just such a great, great bonus. And then, of course, we talked about diet and the grazing theory. Now, having the small meals throughout the day, the small right meals and the right carbohydrates will also help to raise your metabolism, which is fantastic. And again, the Village Green is so phenomenal there with our clients. But there is a bonus effect. I call it the three-tiered approach, but this you just kind of get by doing your cardiovascular work. And it's an acute effect that occurs after your cardiovascular work. Basically, you know, the studies will show that this aerobic exercise will give you this after effect of burning calories. And if you're performing light exercise, so even on those days when I said before where you're drawing from 55 to 65% of your maximal heart rate, or you're working at that level, say, on an elliptical piece, reading your magazine, this is sort of the light to moderate exercise. Light exercise will yield after, you know, you're not only burning the calories while performing your cardiovascular work, but afterwards you'll burn an extra 5 to 10 calories. If you're getting into moderate exercise, it can yield as much as 13 to 25 calories. Now, here's where it gets really good. Now, it's tougher, though, because when you get into intense exercise, and there you're talking work, it's 70% of your VO2 max. VO2 max is just the maximum capacity of an individual's body to transport and utilize oxygen during exercise, which is a good reflection of the physical fitness of the individual. So if you're upwards of 70% of your maximal heart rate, you can increase your post-exercise energy burn by, get this, an extra 180 calories.
That's phenomenal.
And that's just bonus. We like to use, we call it the 500 rule. Anytime you step onto a piece of cardiovascular equipment, you should try to shoot for 500 calories. That could take up to 45, 50 minutes on an elliptical if you're at a good pace.
Okay.
So imagine that, you know, you've got your 500 calories burned, and you can add, you know, again, depending on your intensity level, the 5 to 10 at light, the moderate 13 to 25, or if it's intense, then you're adding the extra 180. You're probably going to hit that, you know, if you're taking a spin class. then in a spin class, geez, you're probably burning anywhere in the range of 500, 600, 700 calories. And so, you know, you add almost another 200, you're getting close to 1,000 calories burned. And I mean, unfortunately, it is a numbers game at the end of the day, and we're all shooting for the 3,500 calorie deficit to lose the 1 pound. So it's just a real nice bonus. And if you, you know, look at the increased burn of calories through the lean muscle mass plus these additional burns, you know, that's when you've got sort of the positive snowball effect of exercise. And where I'd mentioned earlier, you know, if you're doing nothing, you know, it's like the sum of the parts is greater than the whole. So if you're doing all these things, everything is good. If you're doing none of them, everything is just as bad. So it's just some cool, it's just a great after effect of exercise. Just, you know, the bonus of you doing what's good for you and it having that consistency and persistence.
Well, I like, too, that you emphasize the importance of the rest. I like the emphasis on functional movement. It's not just cardio and weightlifting and diet. It's being functional. And we talked in the very first segment, I discussed with the listeners some of the benefits of exercise. But you have made this more clear about this bonus effect that it's ongoing throughout your day, no matter what you're doing. You're improving your energy expenditures.
Yeah, it's a good feeling, and you know, for those that really are in that type of shape, I mean, you literally can feel it, and you know, you couple that with the endorphins that are released in exercise, it's just amazing. I mean, it's just amazing, and you feel so powerful, and the effect is just, you know, I mean, there's so many studies on wellness and less sick days and just general overall better well-being and just sense of self and pride in yourself and in your body. And it's just the effects that has, you know, outside of just looking better on you and how you are in the world and how empowered you feel, it's really quite amazing.
Well, that's a perfect ending. You've really given a lot of information, and thank you for being on the show. Listeners, I want to thank you for joining us on the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM and remind you that you can access the show through myvillagegreen.com. Please remember, it's not the number of breaths you take, it's the moments that take your breath away. This is Dana Lake and Village Green wishing each and every one of you good health and a breathtaking day.
The joy of commuting in Washington. Whether you work on the Hill or outside of the Beltway, you know how stressful it is to get around. Stress can take a serious toll on your health, and Village Green Apothecary can help. We offer over 10,000 healthy living products, including top quality nutritional supplements, herbal remedies, and more. Our nutritionists and pharmacists are here to advise you about creating your very own individualized healthy living plan. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda, 5415 West Cedar Lane, or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.